Welcome to Talking About Singing, where we talk about singing. It is the championship round, baby. Brendan, air horns, please. Thank you. Those air horns provided by Brendan Haley. Brendan, how you doing tonight?
Good, good. That's just one of my many talents.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's your most secret talent that I don't know of?
My best secret talent would have to be my, I don't know if it counts as a talent, but I have a birthmark on my back that looks like Christopher Walken.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever seen, no, I've seen your back, actually.
Yeah.
I think you've gone swimming. You have that one on your neck, birthmark. Not you don't have a back on your neck. You have a birthmark on your neck that we always said was where you got killed in a past life. Do you still tell people that?
Oh, no. No, I don't tell people that. I feel like usually it comes up pretty early in conversation or from somebody who I don't really know. So I don't want them to be like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that Danny Brown album.
You know what I'm saying, yeah. Which deserved to make it farther. That's neither here nor there.
I wasn't going to move on until you acknowledged that reference. To my east is Dylan Schemenauer. Dylan, how many birthmarks do you have?
I don't really have any big birthmarks. Actually, I don't think I have any. I've got little moles, not like moles, but little brown dots, I guess.
Like freckles, like on your arms?
Yeah, freckles on my arms. And
see, I would call those moles, but my wife insists that they're freckles if they're not raised, which I disagree with. I think freckles are only on the face.
No, you can definitely get freckles elsewhere.
But I don't think they're freckles. I would call them moles.
So, like, if somebody gets marks on their shoulders from, like, the sun, that's not moles. Those aren't moles. Those are freckles.
I would call them moles. Yeah, I got moles on my arm.
Yeah, I know you have moles on your arms, Peyton, but it's not like there's a difference. Freckles, yeah, you can 100% get freckles elsewhere other than your face.
I agree.
Okay. Why can you only get freckles on your face?
I don't know. I just feel like freckles are for the face and everything else is a mole.
You need to challenge that belief.
No, I like this one. This one's good.
Disagree. That's what this show's all about. That's talking about singing. We agree to disagree.
Yeah,
even
draw our lines
like when
in the
you've
sand.
Clearly been wrong dozens of times.
Definitely, yeah. We all pick our hills to die on, and we just die on them constantly. Which, man, there is going to be some hills worth dying on today. We have 8 albums left, people. Our 4-week saga ending tonight. We're going to cut these in half and in half and in half one more time until we decide on the best album of 2019. You guys ready?
Yep.
Let's get into it. First off, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? By Billie Eilish versus Magdalene by FKA Twigs. As per tradition, now and forevermore, Brendan, this is your D20 roll. That's a 14. Dylan, that's a 17. Wow, high numbers. That's a 5 for me. So Dylan, then Brendan, then me. Yeah, Dylan. Never too eager to go first. What are you feeling with this matchup?
Man, this is a hard one. I really like Eilish.
Can I immediately take that back? Can I say something before we begin?
No.
Sure, go for it. Yeah.
Me, Peyton Kaiser, am out of this competition as of last week. And so is Ocean, last year's winner. We're both out. We have no albums left.
Wow. Who is left?
We have, obviously, 3 listeners. I think Space Chase has or I guess I won't say which ones. Space Chase has a couple left, and then ASAP Yames has one left, and Cam not Killa Cam, also has one album left. And then you guys are 50-50 on your side.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't have a single dog in this fight. Ocean, we ride together in Loserville here. But sorry. Dylan, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, this is such a tough one. I really like FKA Twigs, but only recently did I start liking that, just because of how crazy it is and how weird. And really like what I said last, like 2 weeks ago, how I figured out that it had a few of my favorite music people, producers on it, which just really added another layer to me liking that album. Billie Eilish with When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? I mean, man, she just broke out of the scene and is like even continuing to kill, because I think I heard in the news that she won a Grammy.
The four big ones.
She won the four big Grammys.
Yeah. Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist.
Wow. Yeah. That is pretty... That's... I mean, that's decent, I guess, to do that.
You could take it or leave it.
Right. Yeah, she's... But, and even that makes me kind of not want to give it to her, to go on her side, because, like, oh, she's already won it. Like, she doesn't need the best album of talking about singing, too, you know? Like, she can't be the best of everything. But, I don't know, I really, really like that album, and I think I listened to it more throughout the past, well, probably 2019 and a little bit into this year, just because it was on the radio and sort of seeing things about it. I probably listened to When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go a lot more. So just for that reason, I'm going to have to give it to Billie Eilish.
Billie, vote for Billie. Brendan, where are you feeling?
Yeah, going with my gut on this, it's the album that I kept coming back to. It's gonna be Billie Eilish for sure. I don't have anything else to say about that.
Is this easy for you?
Yeah, it was pretty easy, honestly. I think most of these are gonna be pretty easy for me. Like I have my obvious favorites in mind, and I think at this point I know pretty much where I'm going with all of
them. Dang. Well, I guess we'll only surprise each other in what gets through, but for now, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Moving on. Cam, sadly, out of the competition. Chase, moving on to the quarterfinals? Is that how that works?
Semifinals,
I know things. I also would have voted Billy on that one. As much as that FKA Twigs album was great and dense and weird, there's just something so dark in Billie Eilish's style, but you can tell she's just also having fun. Like, I always think about her starting the album with, all right, I took my Invisalign out, now we can do it.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's nice to have such like a dark, you know, all her imagery is so dark and spooky, scary, but obviously in good fun. Moving on to the final four. Let's hop on over to Dylan's quadrant, two of Dylan's babies battling it out in the Thunderdome. I by Bon Iver versus Everything's for Sale by Boogie. Brendan, what do you think on this one?
So on this one, I know Dylan, I feel like, man, I think I know where you guys are gonna go on this, but I'm gonna go with Bon Iver on this album. Here is why. I feel like what the type of music that he is making, or that they're making, is something that I feel like it's mostly Justin Vernon, right?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. He collabs with a lot of.
Regardless, people. That album I think I liked it more because it came from like this place that melded a whole bunch of stuff in a really cool, unique way. I think Boogie certainly has his lane, and he makes excellent hip-hop music, but I just felt more captivating to me. It felt like more of a breath of fresh air rather than something that, I don't know, certainly it's certainly within a style. I thought they really pushed the boundaries more on I, and not to say that in, you know, Magdalene's case that worked against that album. I think, you know, Billie Eilish also did that in a different way, in a more poppy take on that. Whereas this one, more, I don't know, out of left field in comparison to, like, a pretty good album. But I think in order to be a great album, an even better album, you need to push the envelope a little bit more. And I think Bon Iver did that. So I gets my vote.
Wow. I have to disagree on one particular point, in that I would say Boogie's also a breath of fresh air, because he is very hip-hop, but also very not hip-hop. When he gets like a hip-hop feature on, he kind of steps up and does more rap with his lyrics. But otherwise, he's kind of in between genres, I would say, in a really fun way. He's got such a, I want to say, interesting voice. It is a very particular sound that I can see be polarizing to some people. I like it, and I think it's very smooth all the way throughout. I liked it. Was obviously very Bon Iver, very out there, very weird, and felt very alien, and also still grounded. I think we talked about that with Houndtrack at some point, how he makes organic music, but it just feels weird. Yeah. I liked it, but I'm coming back to Everything's For Sale a lot more. And I think Boogie's got the skill set to do something great. I think this is a great showing. Dylan, it's tied up. You got to put one of your babies down.
Yeah. I really like Boogie a lot. I think compared to Bon Iver, like Brendan was saying, he kind of goes crazy, sort of kind of like FK Twigs, but I think he does it in a more tasteful way, maybe just my taste or whatever, but he does the, like, the crazy kind of artsy sort of sound to it in a more tasteful way than FK Twigs is. But that's just me. But I don't honestly really listen to the, or I didn't listen to I as much as I did for Everything's For Sale. So I got to give it to Boogie. His lyrics are just top notch, and I love everything about that whole album.
Wow, Brendan, is that what you saw coming?
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen. I don't know. I, like, it's a fine album. It's decent enough. I have never really, I don't know, I've never really gotten into Boogie that much. I don't know. I think it's certainly, man, it's a stylistic thing, and we can go into that when we talk about it later. But
yeah, he's going to have one more discussion at least. Dylan, you're such a wild card. I had no idea. I was glad I could tie it up, because I had no idea where you were going to go with it. I could have seen you going for either, honestly. I is so, you're a Wisconsin boy, you know, it's so near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, yeah. Gets right. Old.
Gets old. Wisconsin's old.
No, it's both good. I just listen to Boogie a lot more. Yeah, so
obviously there's a cream of the crop albums already. This next one, though, man, this is a bruiser, guys. This is Igor by Tyler the Creator versus Norman fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey. This is one that kept me up at night. This was the one where I was like, all right, I gotta listen to Igor before we record. All right, now I gotta listen to Norman fucking Rockwell again before we record. It's just, it's not fair. I felt the same way with Pony versus Zoo. Like, come on, these should not have to knock each other out right away. But we got to do it. Igor's a great showing from Tyler. His least rap album that just won Best Rap Album of the Year at the Grammys. Speaking of the Grammys.
It was like 30% rap.
Yeah, if that. And Tyler said that that's basically calling him the N-word because he won Rap Album and not just Best Album or something like that.
I think that was the distinction there, is like having an urban music category, or kind of saying, you know, this is a rap album because he's black.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we could discuss that later.
Let's table that.
Okay. You have to submit albums to like the category you want them to be in, right?
We can table that.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, not anything against Igor. Great album. The melodies on this are great. They have stuck with me throughout all of last year. Way more than Flower Boy ever did. Way more than, obviously, anything off of Goblin or Wolf. Or Cherry Bomb, I guess, for that matter. The melodies are what makes this album. And the whole loose narrative front to back is intriguing, enthralling. You want to listen to the whole thing. Concert was insane. He does great live. It's an experience. And man, I haven't seen Lana Del Rey live, but in every other point, I would say the same. It's a narrative. It's so deeply personal. Norman fucking Rockwell, that man boy song, goddamn man child, just takes a hot fire poker and jabs it through my heart when I listen to it. I have never felt so added and deeply ashamed to be a man child. The rest of the album is just so rich and dense. There's a cover song on here that, man, it still feels unique and different and distinct. This sucks, right? This sucks, but I gotta go with what few personal preference points it is. This deep in the competition, every little bit counts. I'm listening to Norman fucking Rockwell way more than Igor going forward. Yeah, Lana Del Rey gets my vote. Dylan, what are you thinking?
Who's going next?
Dylan's up.
All right. Oh man.
Yeah, no, I'm going with Igor.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's that.
That's it.
That's it.
That's fair.
Hard period.
That is it.
Yeah.
Brendan.
So Norman fucking Rockwell was the album that really got me into like actually going back and listening to like all of Lana Del Rey's discography. I had totally undersold, not given the proper time of day that her discography really warranted. Like, going back, there's a lot of really good fucking songs. What I love about it is this album, what I love is that the album is, like you said, gut-wrenching. It has a sort of, I think, cadence throughout it that's really just, like, wistful, but at the same time, just, it's like being carried away on a, you know, a storm cloud.
Hmm.
And I think that really works for it. However, thinking about what makes something not only, you know, like, if we're going to talk about, like, lyricism, we're going to talk about everything. I feel like that with the quality that you're getting from both of these albums are so excellent. They're so superb. They're both two of the finest, like, albums of the year. And this, like, this could very well be a, you know, the finals type matchup. Like, it's that big. But when I think of, like, a full listening experience, I, on the other hand, keep coming back to Igor, and the reason behind that is it feels a lot of ways how he constructed this album the same way you would construct a playlist, and I mean that in terms of how it has a number of different like subgenres, and just like it draws on so many different inspirations that the sound palette is always varied. In addition to what you get out of a song, you've got obviously more energetic ones, more like melodic, flowy stuff, and it's spaced out in like such a great way. The attention to detail in that is really something that's subtle, but something that I think definitely kept having me come back to it, because you could listen all the way through it and easily digest these really angsty and, ultimately complex things as if it was a breezy experience. So I think Igor for me, it just does it more. That's my vote, Igor.
Wow, I honestly, Dylan, you're a wild
Yeah.
card, and I thought I had you wild in my corner that time. I'm not as shook as the Hozier thing, because I kind of saw that coming, but this is a blindside. Why?
I mean, it went up against Rich Brian, right, in the
Oh,
last
that's
round.
how
Yeah,
it snuck past.
that's how it snuck by.
Ah, I'm so upset.
What is that, two Chase albums then?
Chase is gonna be in the final two. He's gotta knock himself out the next round. That sucks. Man, my favorites are dropping like flies, people. Oh, rest in peace, Lana Del Rey. I'm still coming back. No ill will against Igor, though, I guess. Whatever. Whose turn is it?
I
Is
don't
it
care. That'd be me, right?
back up to Dylan? No, because we did three, and then we cycle around because he's three, and then it's pretty sure
Well, it's
it's
me.
Dylan.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's
me.
Dylan. Pony or 1,000 Gex, I guess.
Man, oh man. This is a tough one because both of these albums kind of popped onto my radar pretty recently, toward the end of 2019 a little bit. And both are kind of sort of in their completely different lanes, but both really kind of, how would you describe it? Sort of very, they're in their own lanes, but they're very, very like spectacular at their own lanes and what they
Yeah.
do. Both do just such a good job in every way. So it comes down to just preference at this point, which one I like better. There's no really rhyme or reason to which one I'm picking, but just overall, I guess my preference to what I put on, man, is a fucking 1,000 Gex, man. That's what it is.
Nice.
It's just, man.
Point a vote for 1,000 Gex. Brendan, how you
Every
feeling?
single time that album gets the vote, I just think it is so funny. I love the album. It's more than just a meme. It's like it's legitimate. 100 Gex on this album, I don't know what to say about it. We've gushed about it in every sort of weird, dorky way possible, but it's just it, when it comes down to it, it's just a really good album. Pony is also a really good album. I think it takes itself more seriously, and I don't mean that as like an insult or anything other than it's more of a I think a serious, moody album. And both of them are just so refreshing to have new, like, artists coming out with stuff like this. Really good, and it gives like this entire decade is going to be eclectic, but insanely good. Just gonna yeah, it's Pony for me.
pony, man, really?
Tied up.
Yep.
I gotta add something to the 1000 Gex because it even goes deeper than the music for them. They got YouTube videos, but even in their thumbnails of the videos, they like there's this one where it basically it says like look at this in red and it circles both of their faces and puts arrows to it, sort of like just playing with the like the clickbaity sort of thumbnail idea of like what happens with most YouTube's like channels. They try to make like these really cool thumbnails. So I thought that was clever. So it goes deeper than the music, but whatever. Okay, continue.
Yeah, tied up. I relish this tiebreaker. Just a quick anecdote. We recorded and we release a little bit after we record. So I talked to my brother-in-law, Calvin. He's been on the show before. And I was like, oh, hey, we're doing the best album of the year bracket. And I showed him what was last week's completed bracket. And he looked at Ginger and 1000 Gex. And he said, how could you let this happen that 1000 Gex made it to the next round? And I said, oh, it was actually unanimous. And he tattled on me. He called, he said, Ariana, come here. And he called my wife over and he says, do you know what kind of trash music your husband listens to? Mm. And she just nodded and said, yeah, but I'm not ashamed. 1000 Gex is great and it's fun and it is alien and all the other adjectives we used last week. Pony is deep and somber and beautiful and great and good, and yeah, this you think it would be easy to be like, oh, Pony, click to the next round, right? It's a little bit tougher, but in the end, with these two diametrically opposed albums where the Venn diagram are just two separate circles, they have nothing to do with one another. If I have to pick one, in my heart, I know it's got to be Pony. I got to go Pony on this one.
Sad world we live in.
It is. Such and Orville.
Sad, sad world.
Orville Peck speaks truth to sadness. And, you know, you just ride with him through the night. Ride with him all the way to the final four, baby. We got it on lock. When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Igor, Everything's for Sale, and Pony. Who could have predicted it, people? You cannot write this stuff. Before we finish it off, can we take a little break, guys? Can we unwind and loosen our belt buckles for a couple minutes?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Do it.
Cool. Let's take a little break. We'll do some hot takes. But first, I do have an ad. Do either of you guys want to read an ad? Just real quick. It's super short.
No, I don't.
Brendan, do you want to read an ad?
I'll read it, sure.
Okay, I just shared it with you. It's a pretty big sponsor. I'm not to put a dollar amount on it because, like, you know, it's taboo and you really shouldn't talk about money.
Yeah, it's tacky.
Yeah, but it is, like, 5 digits per ad read. So if you could just, like, give it your best shot.
Okay.
And just kind of verbatim read what they're selling, you know? Yeah.
It's, all right.
Yeah, take it seriously, though, because it is, like, a lot of money, and I need it.
Ever get frustrated at work? Ever get fed up with your cancerous tumor of a family? Ever feel the need to punch a hole in your drywall, Kyle? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, then congratulations. You're not special, obviously. Recent studies show that stress is, like, really bad. It stands to reason, then, via quid pro quo, tete-a-tete, Sabado Domingo, that relieving stress is a pretty cool thing to do. But how? No, Kyle, not like that. There are apps that help you meditate, jacuzzis to relax muscles, and small children to punt. But none of these things can give the safe, fast, and effective cure that we can offer you. Introducing Smother My Scream. All you do is download our app, order one of our proprietary pillow pilots, and wait for them to show up. When they do, they'll hold that glorious goose down, sleeping aid against your face so hard and for so long that you'll have no choice but to wail in both abject fear and regret. Right when you're on the brink of passing out, or a little after, we really don't care, your personal pillow pilot will remove the pillow from your face, leaving you feeling more relaxed and ready to take on the day. That's all there is to it. Download our app anywhere apps are app. Smother my scream. The future is bright as long as you make it there.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Good.
It's a very kinky kind of, that's a sexually charged product.
Really? I didn't get sexual when I first heard about it.
Right when you're on the brink of passing out or a little after, that was right there. I think that's a sexually charged statement there, Peyton. Huh.
You know, we are brand ambassadors now, and I don't want to like put any sort of like sexual connotation on it, but it just sounds like a healthy way to relieve stress, if you ask me. And if it's sexual for you, that's cool too. Just either way, download the app.
And what was that? Not like that, Kyle. Like, that's not how you relieve stress, Kyle. What are you implying?
Like, what about, I didn't write the company wrote it.
I think what they were, they just wrote this and to sell their product.
Yeah. Like whatever service it provides you, like sexual, non-sexual, stress relief or not, like it's still a worthwhile thing to do, you know?
Do you think it kind of changes it if the pillow pilot knows you're getting off on this?
I mean, like if the pizza driver comes up and knocks on the door and says, "Hey, your pizza's here," and I orgasm, like that doesn't change their job, does it?
A little bit. Imagine you're a delivery guy and every time you bring them pizza, every time you're like, "Your pizza's here," they come on command like a horny Pavlovian dog. Like, it changes it a little bit.
I think, like, as long as you're not Harvey Weinsteining them and it just happens, like, out of your control, I think it's fine.
That reminds me of oh my god, it was this show, I can't remember for the life of me what it was, but, like, it was this dude who, like, could not stop orgasming, and there was, like, a video of him just, like, rolling around on the ground moaning while they're lowering his dead dad into the ground.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I have seen, like, one of those medical shows.
It's crazy. It's, like, I can't imagine that shit.
It's, like, too much of a good thing. It just circles back around, you know? It's just a sad life.
Mm.
But anyway, not to besmirch the good name of Smother My Scream, Uber for face or pillows that you can scream into. Give it a shot. Support the podcast, please. Anyway.
One night equals $1.
No,
the podcast.
That's a different thing. That's the, what's it, OnlyFans? That's our OnlyFans.
Yeah, right.
What hot takes we got, guys? We got any burning hot takes here?
I mean, circling back, Tyler, the Creator, had a good point.
Did he?
He did.
I don't think he did, because you have to apply for the category that you want your album to be considered for. I guess if he applied for all of them and they only gave him rap album. Okay. Now that I'm talking it out, I guess that does make more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should have he won? Album of the year?
I don't know. Can we discuss what is an urban album, Peyton? What does that mean?
Well, that I don't like. I do think like rap album should be a category. Urban, what is it? Urban youth album? That's a little gross.
Should we read the quote?
I think maybe what it is more than anything is just whoever runs the Grammys just doesn't know what is going on at all. Like, they think of Tyler the Creator, like, oh yeah, Tyler the Creator, he's a rapper. I know him as a rapper. And they just didn't realize either that, or they were just like completely ignorant to the fact that he has grown and matured to a genre outside of rap, and they just completely missed it, which is all of that is on them, and they really just screwed it up.
Yeah, there's also that big whole thing with like the lead Grammy person coming out and being like, yeah, it's rigged and you just buy your way into it, which everybody kind of always assumed, but it was just like a very real, yeah, this happens for sure, definitely.
Well, you got to know the people. You got to be around those, that group to even get in.
You know, you right, have not to... Not to put any bad publicity on my girl, Brandi Carlile, but I think she was specifically name-dropped for, like, her agents just kind of bought her way into getting nominated for Album of the Year last year. Hmm. It's a sad world. It's cutthroat business.
Oh, the internet's changing all that now.
Brendan, do you have the quote from Tyler?
I do. Yeah, I have that right here. Yeah, he said, I'm half and half on it. On one side, I'm very grateful that what I made could be acknowledged in a world like this. But also, it sucks that whenever we, and I mean guys that look like me, do anything that's genre-bending or that's anything, they always put it in a rap or urban category, which is, I don't like that urban word. That's just a politically correct way to say the N-word to me. Then he went on to say, when I hear that, I think, why can't we just be in pop? Half of me feels like the rap nomination was a backhanded compliment. Like, oh, my little cousin wants to play the game. Let's give him the unplugged controller so he can shut up and feel good about it. That's what it felt like a bit. Another half of me is very grateful that the art that I made can be acknowledged on a level like this. When I don't do the radio stuff, I'm not playing to Target. I'm in a whole different world than what a lot of people here listen to. End quote.
Yeah, you know, like the Grinch.
It was kind of like the same thing with that Lizzo album too. I think she won. It was like urban something or another, and it was like that was 100% a pop album.
Yeah, like I definitely agree with a lot of what he's saying, but also I don't know. Tyler the Creator has just had such a weird career, and most of what he does is to keep you off guard, or it's like, I don't know, man. Are you a rapper? You tell us what you are. I guess that defeats the whole point of genre bending.
I think he just said he was a pop artist, is what I got from that quote.
That he wanted it to be a pop album nominee? Then why did he submit it for rap?
Because that's whatever. You can get nominated wherever it gets nominated. But, like, what were the pop album nominees? You know, is
Thank You Next, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Ooh, man, I can't remember the other ones. I totally get what he's saying, but also a little part of it's like, I don't know, man. You're trying to confuse us, and we're confused. I think we're doing what you wanted, right?
Yeah. No. I don't think the idea on this one, especially in comparison to ones in the past, is to be, outwardly edgy or maybe provocative in a more nuanced sense than an edgy sense, you know?
Right. Like, I could also see him making the argument that Igor is rap, and this is what rap is evolving to be. Like, he's the evolution of rap.
But I mean, like, I don't think he's ever made that argument with this album. I think in, like, the rollout or whatever, he was always kind of referred to it as pop music.
That's true. He did.
And I think in that sense, it's kind of like getting to the heart of maybe pop music in the sense that it's, like, you know, like, what's popular as opposed to, like an Ariana Grande type of pop music. You know, it's if you're going to relegate music that is, you know, a little out there in the case of Tyler the Creator, why wouldn't you do the same thing for, like, a Billie Eilish, who also incorporates different genres into stuff, but who everybody unanimously agrees is a pop artist? And I think there's definitely, you know, he's getting at, there's a racial element to it, or, like...
Right, because...
Hugely, it's integral to that.
Yeah, because the white female making music has to be the pop star and not Tyler. I see it. All right.
I agree with Tyler. I think they sort of screwed up and they should have put them in a different category. But I don't know like what the other pop albums were in the category. Maybe they just had, you know, five or whatever it is, five really pop albums, and they still wanted to put Tyler in there somewhere, so they put him in the hip hop even though it didn't really fit. I don't know exactly how it works, how they decide, but even to still be in the Grammys and nominated is something to be proud of, and to pick it apart like that, I don't know. I think he's trying to cause a little controversy there. And like you said in his tweet, he like said, nonetheless, I'm happy to be in this light.
Right.
But I don't know.
Would it make a difference if you like saw or if you knew who the other nominations were?
Maybe.
So, you know, Billie Eilish. Yeah. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? That was the album that won. The other nominees were Beyonce for the Lion King soundtrack.
Ooh.
Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. Ed Sheeran, Number 6 Collaborations Project, and Taylor Swift, Lover. So, I don't know. I see a lot of albums, four albums who Igor is definitively better than. Definitively, arguably better than all five.
Well, then it goes back to, like, I mean, the Beyonce one kind of blows my mind a little bit, but obviously Beyonce has a lot of money and a lot of sway in the vote, so she can, I can see her just getting in just because she knows people.
What about that fucking Ed Sheeran album, though? Like, what business did that have being nominated for anything other than, like, I don't know, audible toilet paper or some shit?
I think, really, eventually every conversation about the Grammys is that it's bad and they shouldn't happen, you know?
Right.
It's just flawed from the start. Like, labels are flawed from the start, and then award shows are flawed from the start. Like, it's just compounding badness until you get a bad thing.
We still talk about it, though.
And, definitely.
You know, it's there. Fuck, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. No, I forgot. Fuck.
That whatever. The Ed Sheeran album really wasn't that bad. It was kind of enjoyable at times.
Well, I was going to say, Ed Sheeran's another one that has a lot of money, and I bet a lot of sway in that regard.
Right, because you don't want to be the Grammys and not nominate the famous people, because that's who people want to see on your show, you know? It's like why Joe Rogan can't not interview Alex Jones, and, you know, the controversy sells and fame sells. It's just about selling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was my bit.
Hot take, don't be racist.
No.
Dylan, you got any hot takes?
I don't know. No.
No, I had some hot takes and I thought I wrote them down, but I guess I don't, so... Man, do we want to keep trucking? Do we want to do this dang thing?
Oh, I suppose.
All right. Final four. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? By Billie Eilish versus Igor by Tyler, the Creator. Much talked about both of them. One of them sweeping the award show. One of them getting a reluctant award at the Grammys recently. Only one of them can move on. Either way, Chase is on lock for final two. There goes any sort of drama we had where listener versus listener. But, you know, we stay truthful. Where did we leave off? Did I vote for Pony? So that means it circles back up to Brendan.
Brendan, yep.
I can't remember. Brendan, yes. Brendan, who are you voting for?
The better album in this... In this matchup is Igor.
I like it.
So if it was my way, like I said, definitively better than those other four nominations, arguably better than the all five, I would argue that Igor was better than any of the pop albums. It would have been the best pop album, period. Yeah, what I really like about Igor, and this could definitely also apply in the same sense to Billie Eilish's album, is the huge amount of work put in by a relatively, you know, small amount of people. Like, the production on Billie's album was all done by your brother. The production on Igor was all done by Tyler, except I think there was a little bit of... Pharrell did something on the last track, right?
Oh, did he? I missed that.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure. At least he was, like, featured on it or something. He was in there somewhere. But, you know, yeah. So it's like these two projects are just, like... It really feels like the brainchild and, like, the baby of, like... some people who really fucking cared about making a really good piece of art. And that's really, that's something you could say about both of them. I think I'm going with this just because I ended up coming back to Igor more. I liked the variation in styles between songs. I think that really helped the album. Billie Eilish has a signature style, but I think there's something more to be taken away from Tyler's vocal performance and the guests' vocal performances, in addition to the awesome, you know, janky, but in a way, it's like, it's really janky, the production, and it wants to seem like it's something that's really sloppy and amateurish, but in a way that is so obviously, like, a stylistic decision that it's, like, it takes a lot of skill to make it sound that way, which I think is really cool. It just shows the maturation for him throughout, you know, all his project. And yeah, I'm going with Igor.
A vote for Igor.
I feel an obligation to really sell it, you know, if you go first.
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely. We obviously have talked about these all, but we really save a little bit left in the tank for both. This one is tough. I really like what you said. This is the brainchild, the obviously very near and dear to both of these artists' hearts. You hate to vote against one of them. They're both phenomenal. The production on both, probably my favorite production of the year. There's so much good stuff going on in each. Igor's, like I said, got the melodies, got the interest throughout. He shakes it up when he needs to. He keeps it moving. It's a fairly short album too, wasn't it? I feel like it was even shorter than Billie Eilish's. Excuse me. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Very cohesive. Obviously in the same world. Her whole aesthetic, both visual and audio, it's great. You are confused, maybe not as much as with 1000 Gex, but man, they're both so good. We've said endless good things about both of them. Obviously we're splitting hairs this close to the final, but one of them felt maybe just a little bit too samey throughout the album for me, so I gotta give it to the one who I felt like shook it up more, did more, kept it moving. I gotta go Igor.
Nice.
Moving on to the final two. Dylan, how would you have voted?
Yeah, I would have went Igor too. Kind of would have been weird if we would have talked all about that Grammy stuff and then just went with Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I don't think Tyler should have won any Grammy. Screw that. Yeah, Igor, unanimous. Moving on. Who's it going up against? Everything's for Sale by Boogie or Pony by Orville Peck? My turn to start. Let's see here. This isn't as fun, I feel like, as last year. Last year, Idols was just like, yeah, Idols, obviously. Just demolishing its way through the bracket. This one, you really gotta duke it out. Everything's for Sale. Boogie and Orville Peck, I'll say right off the bat, both great writers, both know how to write something that I will care about. Maybe more, a little bit less so than the Igor and Lana Del Rey album. These are a couple of sad boys, right? You listen to this just to get a little sad, a little bit in your feelings. Boogie, more so with words. Orville Peck, more so with that beautiful, deep, brassy voice. It's apples and oranges. More so than Igor and When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? It's tough. I don't want to do it. But as much as I love... man.
Yeah.
Orville Peck carries you through, but for the same reason I couldn't vote Billy, it's a little, I hate to say it, a little samey. As beautiful as it is, and as much as I love it, and as much as I sing all of these songs in the car when I'm changing my son, as much as I sing it, Everything's For Sale just got a little bit more of everything. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit happy, a little bit sad. Yeah, I didn't think I would vote this way. I really thought I was going to vote Pony, but I'm giving it to Boogie. Official vote for Boogie.
Well, goddamn.
Dylan, how are you doing? What's up next?
Oh, yeah, Boogie. Let's push him through, baby.
Oh, man.
You leaving it at that?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't get it. I do not get the love fest for that album. Like, it's okay, but like, I don't get it. I don't.
Oh man, his lyrics.
Yeah, it's like, it's sure. Yeah, I would define it as an album that exists. But that's all. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, is this being salty that Pony's losing, or being really irritated that Boogie's moving on?
I'm obvious. Pony is head and shoulders above that album, straight up. I don't dislike it, but like, if that was on, I wouldn't be like, I don't know. I was never super invested in it at any point. I can obviously recognize technical stuff, but I don't know, the whole album, dude. I think Boogie's style in general is, like, I don't know, kind of flat to me.
It's the lyrics, dude. It's all the lyrics.
Well, yeah.
All lyrics.
I can hear words that are being said. It feels flat, yeah.
It's funny because Dylan, you're usually so funny the lyrics.
It's fine. You can like the album. It's just obviously not as good as Pony.
You love to see it. You love to see the disorder and chaos.
We needed a little bit of... It was a real love fest this year.
Yeah, but... That was a tough one. That
makes the last... It makes the final round a little easier for me.
I think the only reason that this is continuing on Peyton's favor is because he signed with Eminem's record label.
It all comes back to that.
Not a good Eminem feature. Boogie's verse. I'll say it right now. Boogie's verse is better than Eminem's on that feature.
Good. Exactly.
What was it? Tryptophan in Switzerland. Yeah. No. Stop it. I hate to do it. I think I said when we talked about Pony, the week we talked about it, that it might be my album of the year, but I don't know. I sing it, I love it. It's just got a little bit less flavor. There we have it. Brendan licking his wounds currently. We have two albums left, people. We have Igor by Tyler, the Creator, and Everything's For Sale by Boogie. Who could have guessed it? Not a single soul. I'm going to hop order a little bit because I feel like a couple people are wearing their hearts on their sleeves. Brendan, why don't you start us off here? What are you voting for?
I wonder.
This may come as a shock. Igor is the better album here. Like, it's not even close. I don't know. Everything I said about Igor from before, it totally stands. It's the full package. It never overstays its welcome. I don't know. It never stabs you in the back. No, I'm kidding. But, like, yeah, Igor is... Yeah, I come back to Igor all the time. In every aspect, it's just the one man, a one-man show in a really, I don't know, it's really cool. It's a really good album. Full stop. Igor is the best album remaining. It's the album of the year. Igor is the album of the year.
You don't have to hide it anymore. We have no no suspense left. You can say it, Brendan. You can finally say it.
Yeah,
that is,
Peyton's that, Pony should have won. It should have been Pony. No, but yeah, Igor.
That's a vote for Igor. Dylan, would you like to vote next?
Yeah, come, Peyton, it's up to you, man. Let's. What do you got?
Can I write in Hoser?
Music to be murdered by. That was 2020, but still, we'll allow it.
Oh, really? You can just put that in here. There you go, everybody. Yeah. Eminem has the best album of 2019. Yeah. So that, Dylan, are you officially tying it up just for pageantry's sake?
Yeah, tying it. I mean, come on, Boogie. Like, Brendan, you just got to go back through the lyrics, man. You just got to read them. Feel them.
You just gotta listen to the lyrics, man. They're just, it's just so deep, man. You just don't get it, dude.
You don't, man.
Don't you get it? It's a silent ride because they're mad at each other.
Yes. Exactly.
See, it means two things at the same time. Like, dude, you listen. Do you hear this? Like,
now you know what you sound
like. He's a talented musician. It's just like. Yeah, you ever have like a plain chicken breast with like spaghetti noodles? It's like that. It's a meal. It's an album. But I would rather have the fucking, I don't know. I don't know.
The Igor dish?
The delicious, the delicious
lemon,
stew
the
of
lemon
Igor.
Meringue pie.
I think, didn't Tyler compare his music to blueberry pie? I think I read an interview where he did that.
Mm.
So Boogie's chicken and Tyler's blueberry pie, I guess.
Boiled chicken breast.
Boogie can be fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, and like a biscuit.
Boiled chicken breast and spaghetti noodles with butter.
Yes, and some butter. And Igor can be lemon meringue or some sort of pie. And that's fine with me.
You know, if you
that's
said...
a bad food analogy on my part because I'm trying to think of a better one, but yeah, it's not a boring album. It's
all
just
I'm,
not it for me.
It's just
all
blueberry
I'm hearing
pie.
Is lean meat and some good carbs. That's what Boogie is. He'll just get you through the day. You know. Anyway, I don't think either of these are album of the year. I'll say it right now. This is not Peyton's album of the year winning this year, and I am upset. Shout out Hozier. Shout out Lana Del Rey. You know, this is just a tragic, tragic year for me. I would like to take a minute to throw myself a pity party right now. But I guess I can't be too upset because these are two great albums, despite the insults being hurled right now.
One great album, one decent to good album, decent plus.
I agree.
Oh, dang. You know, you got...
Nice. I see it.
You got two albums here, folks, and we've talked about them just so much. Like the previous round, it really comes down to splitting hairs for me, more than either party involved would care to admit. Igor's great. It's got rhythm. It takes you through 40 minutes in, experience out. Everything's for sale. There's so many different parts that you can just take piecemeal. You can listen to it front to back. It's great. Great features.
JID, Eminem, Six Lack.
Yeah, you know how much we all love Six Lack here.
Yeah.
He is great for a feature, though. I've always said that about Six Lack. Great for a feature. I want to see hip-hop move in both of these directions. Whether Tyler wants to be a rapper or not, he's still got the roots there, at the very least. I want to see more Everything's For Sale. I want to see more Igor. Yeah, these are two phenomenal artists. When it comes down to it, the best album of the year has to be something that I can look at and say, yeah, no notes. If these artists brought these albums to me and said, do you have any critiques? One of them, I would have a few. And for that reason, and that reason alone, Boogie, I Love Ya, I gotta give it to Igor by Tyler, the Creator.
Jesus.
I can live with that.
Is that a putric, what do you call it? A mixed feelings victory for you, Brendan? Igor won. You know that, right?
It's bittersweet. I'll take it. Igor.
You're mad that it didn't win so as easily as you wanted it to?
You see what you voted for, Peyton?
It's not even close.
You voted for the side that doesn't even care about his trophy. Where I would cherish it so much.
You know, maybe Tyler didn't win Best Pop Album, but that's okay, because he won the even more coveted award of Talking About Singing's 2019 Album of the Year.
He did indeed. Brendan, hit us with those air horns.
It's out of juice.
It's out of CO2. Just one horn, air horn. There you have it, folks. Igor by Tyler, the Creator, is officially the 2019 Talking About Singing Best Album of the Year. Dylan, sideline reporting, how do you feel about that loss? Are you ever going to listen to Igor again, I guess is what I'm wondering.
No.
No. I respect it. I respect the loyalty. We can throw on some Boogie tonight and get in our feelings about it.
That's what I'm going to do.
There you have it, folks. Congratulations, Space Chase. We'll give you a cut of our ad revenue for this episode from Smother My Scream. From the land of 10,000 hot takes, it's been Brendan Haley, Dylan Schemenauer, and Peyton Kaiser. We'll be back, maybe, next week, if we don't kill each other. Bye-bye.